This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 7 days a week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we are available to you for you to call in and talk about what you want. We believe in freedom of speech here on Free Talk Live, and we're going to let you talk about what you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And speaking of which, I mentioned it earlier on the show. I think it's worth mentioning again. You can go get archives at archives.freetalklive.com from any show going back for more than 10 years at archives.freetalklive.com. Peakless Mountaineer, there was a story about a gentleman, 73-year-old man, who chose not to wear a mask and was sort of kicked out of a store. Okay, you tell me the story.
Yeah, this is from the Free Thought Project, titled "Elderly Man Shot Dead by Police After Refusing to Wear a Mask in Grocery Store." The debate over face masks during COVID-19 pandemic has torn friendships apart, pitted family members against each other, and even led to an innocent bus driver being beaten to death in France by a group of thugs who became angry when he said it was the law that they put their masks on. Now, a 73-year-old man has been killed after an incident sparked from a mask dispute. This time, it was the mask refuser at the end of the violence. According to the police, they were called out to Value Mart in Minden, Ontario, just after 8 a.m. last Wednesday.
Is this Ontario, Canada?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess it would have to be, yeah, if it's Minden, Ontario, that means it's not, yeah, gotcha.
I'm not aware of an Ontario, France yet.
No, so. Not yet. Okay. I was just unclear. Like, there's certainly an Ontario municipality in the United States.
Ah.
But it would be like Ontario, Mississippi, or something to that effect.
One would hope. Just after 8 a.m. last Wednesday, because an elderly man wanted to shop without wearing his mask. It is unclear at this point whether or not the man had a medical condition that prevented him from wearing a mask. What is clear, however, is that his choice not to wear one would set off a chain of events leading to his untimely death at the hands of police.
Right. So a lot of people are saying that, there seems to be a great deal of skepticism around the claims that I have a medical condition that prevents me from wearing a mask. And people just don't want to hear that right now. Some people don't want to hear that. They just don't want to hear it.
How dare you let your health interfere with our conformity? Quote, "When I got here, everyone was talking about it," Tiana Francis, a worker at the Value Mart in Minden, said. "My coworkers were a little bit shaken up, yes. I guess he got angry and didn't want to. We couldn't really deal with that ourselves because it's really against the rules, so we had to call the police and everything," Francis said. Police say that after the store employees confronted the man for not wearing a mask, he allegedly assaulted one of the employees before driving away. According to police, officers tried to stop the suspect's car, but they refrained, quote, "in the interest of public safety," unquote, before doing a follow-up investigation, Sergeant Foltz said. As CBC reports, Ontario's Special Investigations Unit said the man drove away and an officer saw the car and started following it for a short while. Based on the license plate, officers said that officers made their way to a home in Indian Point Road, the SUI said. When two police officers arrived at the man's home, an interaction, in quotes, unfolded and the two officers opened fire on the 73-year-old man, according to authorities. The man was shot, and 3 hours after he refused to wear a mask, he was dead.
Yeah. So, right, and it's not like, I mean, this is the foreseeable result of these sorts of mandates, is that, some people are going to be angry about it. You're changing their lifestyle. They don't want their lifestyle changed. They think it's bad for some reason or another, or whatever the case may be. When there's a dispute, cops are often called. Cops' jobs isn't dispute resolution counselor.
They don't avoid incidents.
No. And so, you know.
What I found amazing about this is, like, okay, I mean, like, sure, do some kind of follow-up, I guess, but, like, this is over. He left.
Yeah, what difference does it make?
I mean, like, you know, send him a summons to court for, shoving the guy in the store or whatever he did or allegedly did. I mean, okay, like, handle this like civilized people. You don't bring officers to his home and shoot him.
Yeah, right. If this happens inside of a store, then there should be evidence that he did that, if that's what actually
He's also 73.
Happened.
If I was a, young man.
I'm not going to call the cops on a 73-year-old guy going.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
what happened to, like, okay, he's old. He's old. He's stuck in his ways. Let's give him a little bit of leeway and not send armed thugs after him.
Right. I mean, I guess I worked in a health club for some time in my youth, and I must say that some older folks, you know, put their hands on me. Not in any way that it made me angry or anything like that, but they, you know, I remember one lady, she wanted to be called Mrs. something. I don't remember her last name was. Whatever the case may be. She wanted to be called Mrs. rather than me calling her by her first name. Now, we had membership cards, so I knew everybody's first name. She said, I'm old enough to be your grandmother. Call me Mrs. whatever. And she, tapped me on my arm in kind of a swatty fashion. I mean, you could call it an assault, should you wish to, but I just called her Mrs. after that, because that's what she wanted.
I'm sure she broke your arm with that swat. I mean,
some things are battery, and some things are just being a bitch, and that's not a battery. Like, I mean,
they called it assault, which I think is the most confusing of legal terms.
Well, it means different things in different contexts.
If I spit on you, that's an assault. And that's pre-COVID, by the way.
Yep.
Spitting on somebody is entirely, like, spitting on somebody in any trouble that happens to you after was beckoned.
Yeah. Well, I can't say that's happened to me that I can think of.
Like, that swat on the arm would probably classify as assault.
Probably. I would think it would, at least in some jurisdictions.
Under most, because they're not, because think about how you would have to define that. A physical violent action that doesn't cause grave damage, because then it would be a higher form of assault or battery.
And few and far between is the 73-year-old that can cause grievous damage.
That isn't just really petty. Like, you would have to define that really specifically, and you kind of can't. So it's going to be included in a lot of statutes and in a lot of definitions, but it's just... It's the paperclip version of physical violence.
Like, yes,
just
it's minor.
Walk away. Like,
so, I mean, what is the point of this? I mean, okay, look, you don't want the guy shopping there. You confronted him about shopping because those are the rules. Okay, he's gone.
I think the point is that it's some, the rules are the rules, and we've got to make sure that everybody understands the rules. So they go and they find the guy, and they're going to see if he's going to be cantankerous some more. And if he is going to be cantankerous with the law. And if you are, then, well, we can see what the results are.
Well, how about we don't send the law there to be cantankerous at?
I'm thinking that it was... I hope everybody has walked away from this seeing that, ultimately, this is an old guy that was killed over not wearing a mask.
And one of the things that just is a slap to the face of this is, you know, the accusation of, oh, you don't wear a mask, you must want to kill Grandma. I'm not
He's
the one
grandpa.
Killing Grandma.
Right. You know? I mean, in this case, he's Grandpa.
And okay, maybe it's possible that there's an argument that I'm somehow harming your grandmother some way, somehow. This is a direct, simple, Grandpa just got shot by two police officers.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
And it was completely avoidable. It didn't need to happen, and it's sad.
I mean, are we really at the point where these are the rules or die?
855.
Always been the point.
Yeah. Well, that's what any law is, right? And you can call in a comment on it.
And frequently they're not laws.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Beagles Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Want to tell you real quick about the AMP program. You go to AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com, and you can support our mission to bring freedom of speech to the airwaves.
That's amp.freetalklive.com, just like Kingston Smith, who is a gold amplifier, just like he's done. So thank you, Kingston. Appreciate your support, and we thank you, too, if you are an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jennifer calling in from Vegas. Jennifer, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, you guys. Hey, so I was in a grocery store today, and I don't like to wear the mask. My husband won't, and he actually went into Lowe's today without a mask because we found out on TV that Lowe's said they won't be enforcing the policy. So, sure, they left him alone, which was amazing. First store he has been in over 3 months.
Wow.
So I do the grocery shopping. So I went into Albertsons today. And I'm in the produce section, and I see this old man, and it turns out he's 75 years old, and this libertarian that I follow says, talk to everybody who's not wearing a mask and, you know, salute each other, right? So I say to him, well, you're not wearing a mask. How did you get in this store? Because what I do is I kind of leave it on my chin. So the guy says, you know, oh, I'm not going to do this, right? You know, I don't believe in this stuff. And we started talking over the apple section. And people are all around us in their masks, and I see them listening to us, and we're talking about, oh, my God, I can't believe they won't let the kids in the schools and all this kind of stuff, and there's been no study and all that. So he goes on about his way, and I'm shopping, and then I see six ladies hit up one of the workers in the store, and they said, oh, my God, there's this guy in the store without a mask, and he's telling people about not to wear a mask and all this kind of stuff. And they get on the speaker, security, security. And so I run down, the guy's already down by like another meat section. So I run down to the guy and I go, they're after you, dude. They're coming for you. Coming for you.
It's like a breakout. It's like,
he's got a face. Get him.
Yeah. And I feel bad because I kind of, you know, I kind of talked him and egged him on, but I mean, I didn't, I want to talk to everyone who won't do it. You know?
What happened to him?
Well, so then security shows up, and they start arguing, and he pulls his shirt up, and he says, well, I'm just going to pull my shirt up over my face, and I feel like I should have, like, stayed there and defended him more, but I'm watching, and he's like, I'm going to pull my shirt up, and, you know, they're arguing. It's the Kroger policy. I don't know if it is. And a lot of these stores, like Walmart and Lowe's, say don't, you know, let people go. We're not going to. You know, in Vegas, it says you even have to wear a mask outside, which I never do. But, so eventually they had to give him one of those medical masks and make him wear it. I felt really bad, but the thing that I hated was that all these other people were like, oh my God, he has no mask. Like they were afraid for themselves. They're like, get this guy out of the store. Like he's going to hurt us, you know?
Yeah. It's a strange, strange new world. Thank you for the call, Jennifer. I really appreciate it.
Which, if these masks were so effective, you wouldn't think they'd be reacting like that. If he's a threat, then your mask doesn't work.
Well, I'm not going to say that the masks. If you're sick, the chances are you're not. If you're, you know, sick, then I think that it's, you know, it's better. But. Yeah, again, I think that ultimately it comes down to business. If a business wants to have people who wants everybody to wear a mask, then that's the way it should be. And, you know, they can turn away the business and then somebody else can say, hey, I'll take the business and, you know, we'll figure it out.
Well, that's how it should work. And you can kind of, because they weren't mandated at first, at least here, you can kind of tell which businesses actually want them because they weren't requiring them prior to them being mandatory by the state. So if a business after that says, oh, yeah, they're mandatory, here's my sign,
yeah,
maybe they don't really mean it.
Well, and I do think that there is a specific exemption from that general rule. where, okay, so if a significant portion of your business is actually owned by various levels of government's retirement plans, and they have regular meetings to say, okay, are we going to keep holding on to this stock? And, okay, well, if you enforce these mask mandates, then you're more likely to keep your stock level where it is. And if you didn't enforce them, then they're like, well, yeah, let's just go ahead and sell that stock because I like Safeway better than Kroger, or Kroger better than Safeway, because one enforced the mask and the other didn't. I mean, you start playing with absolute government control at that point. And you really start stepping outside of private business decision.
Let's go to Dublin, calling in from Four Corners, KENN. Dublin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I've been thinking about this for a long time. I told your screener that, you know, the big controversy with the Washington Redskins?
Yep, and, they're changing their name.
Right, but the Native Americans don't care and the fans do. Well, I've got a really excellent idea.
Okay.
Change the name to the Washington Redskin Potatoes.
Well, there you go. So there are Redskin Potatoes.
They'll be the Redskins.
Yep.
Take the face of the Indian off. Put Mr. Potato Head, but not the one that they can get sued for.
Go fighting
Spuds.
Make
a little potato head, right? And they can be the Washington Redskin Potatoes.
I think that's funny. However, I think the problem isn't the picture. The the Washington Redskins picture is a fine picture. It's the name that people have the biggest problem about. So I think they're going to change. I've heard they're going to change their name to the Sentinels, which has something to do with a movie or something like that.
Are they keeping the? Are they
I'd
keeping
like
the
to
face?
Keep. What's that?
Are they keeping the face?
I'd keep personally. If it was me making a decision, I would keep the Native American motif because, hey, you know, fierce warriors and stuff. It's great. Call
there
them
plenty of Native American Sentinels.
Yeah, I'd call them exactly. Warriors, braves, or any of these other terminology, which is less disputable than Redskins. That would be how I would do it. Anyway, I think it's a great joke, though, Dublin. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it a long time. I just figured I'd call and let somebody know.
Thank you.
Oh, and I am in the Tri-City Four Corners area, and I'm listening to you on KENN radio from New Mexico, just like that other guy you were talking to.
That's right. We're getting a bunch of KENN calls, and it's awesome.
There you go.
Lots of Native Americans listening in that area, too, Dublin. Thank you for the call. Yeah.
I just want to say about the previous caller, like, that sounds like a great idea. Like, if you are of the opinion that, you know, having faces is more important than wearing masks, then what a great idea. Like, what an awesome way to start up a conversation. Hey, you've got a face.
I think these masks should have big smiles on them. Maybe that would help our monkey brain deal.
It really honestly probably would.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows will meet with congressional leaders every day until there's an agreement on Phase 4 coronavirus relief, and said the president is ready to make a deal, but the Democrats keep asking for larger and larger bills.
The president's very concerned about the expiration of the unemployment insurance. We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money. And I'm surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that. They are insistent on having this as part of a larger deal.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi does not seem willing to compromise on the extra $600 per week when the Republicans are offering a long-term $200 per week proposal. This is USA Radio News. Florida is beginning to feel the effects of Tropical Storm Isaias, which is currently located about 25 miles southeast of Cape Canaveral. Forecasters are warning it could reach hurricane strength by the time it makes landfall near the South Carolina-North Carolina border late Monday night or early Tuesday. The National Hurricane Center has issued hurricane watches for parts of the Carolina coast from north of Charleston, South Carolina, to north of Wilmington, North Carolina, and hurricane warnings are in effect as far north as Maryland. As Joe Biden nears the announcement of his vice presidential choice, the top contenders and their advocates are making final appeals. Biden said in May that he hoped to make his pick around August 1st and told reporters this week they would have a choice in the first week of August. The leading contenders include California Senator Kamala Harris, California Representative Karen Bass, and Obama National Security Advisor Susan Rice. The deliberations remain fluid, however, and the campaign continues reviewing nearly a dozen possible running mates. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. Final segment here on Free Talk Live. Well, it's not the final segment. Excuse me. We actually have two more segments, but yeah.
The final live segment.
We can get you in. The number, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Let's jump right into the phones. We've got Floyd calling in from, looks like, Pennsylvania, listening on TuneIn. Floyd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'll be in Dallas next weekend packing and unpacking. Mark should be Dashington.
Are you threatening me? Are you saying that you're going to shoot me?
I'm not threatening your family at all. No, I wouldn't shoot anybody. I'm not a murderer like you.
What are you packing?
You've got qualified immunity. You get out of prison easy. How's your victim doing, bud?
What a nice guy. The number, 855-450-3733. You waited all that time for that.
I just always feel so uplifted.
Yes, well.
My life is made infinitely better.
Yep, there you go. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's David the Great.
That's David the Great.
Yes, listening on KENN.
You guys have had a bunch of calls tonight. KENN's representing.
Yeah, I'm gonna take credit for that, doing all that free promo. Listen on KENN. All those years just perked up all around FC USA, and they too thought they could call in, and they did. So.
Yeah, and it's great. So what's on your mind, David?
failure to rule. Unlike me, not me, I don't fail to rule, but others have failed to rule. And the person sitting across from you knows what I'm talking about, don't you, Melanie?
You're going to have to tell me what you're talking about.
Oh, is that a term of art?
Yeah, before I forget, Dedgington, one of these days I'm going to shoot you.
Okay.
Out of a cannon.
Out of a cannon. I would never, ever do that. Willingly.
You're not going to have a
part of a skydiving expedition.
Right, I have no interest in that. I went on a... what do they call those like cables that you slide down on pulleys
and
stuff?
Zip line.
I went down a zip line in Acapulco, Mexico. I was praying to gods that I haven't believed in decades. It was terrifying.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah, not for me.
Oh,
yeah,
you know,
I lived.
We should also mention, we can do a little social experiment. Sometimes when I'm not listening on KENN, I'm listening on KINN on Saturdays out of Alamogordo, New Mexico. Let's see what we can do there.
Hold on.
Alamogordo.
Is there another radio station called KINN?
KENN has kin. KINN in Alamogordo.
Okay. Is it, so they're related in some way? It's a, co-owned station?
I don't know. Well, everybody in New Mexico is related. so that's not even a joke.
What's the failure to rule, David?
Okay, so you were talking earlier in your program, you were discussing a failure to rule when a caller had said that judges were intentionally not ruling on the outcome of a case, meaning the dispository ruling. They were failing to dispose of the case, which Melanie said correctly, that they're not really going to get away with failing to rule on the dispository order in the case, the final order deciding one way or the other. But what they do get away with, and actually Melanie can answer this to whatever degree she cares to, I had a judge fail. I submitted motion when I was acting pro se in my children's case. I submitted a motion to change a therapist from one that was hostile to one that was neutral, and the judge just completely ignored the motion like I had never filed on it, failed to rule on the motion. Do judges have the discretion to fail? Oh, and by the way, public record, this was Judge Angela Jewell. Did I say Angela Jewell in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the Second Judicial District Family Division? Anyway, so when Judge Angela Jewell in Albuquerque failed to rule on my motion in Coyne versus Olson, COYNE, was that lawful, or did she not have the discretion, Angela Jewell, to fail to rule on my motion?
The most likely scenario to me seems to be that you were not up on procedural details, because why would you be as a regular human being? And that therefore it wasn't a proper motion, and then she could ignore it. But yeah, they can't just not rule on issues.
Yeah, last I knew, and I'm far from an expert, but last I knew, if you make a motion, they have to do something with it.
Yeah, they either grant it, deny it, or something.
Like, I move that you hop up and down.
Maybe something.
Denied.
Yeah.
Denied, and yeah, stop that or else.
I mean, yeah, you probably get sanctioned for that, actually, but yeah.
Yeah, and this is visible right in the, I was trying to look it up as we were speaking, but you're too fast. But anyway, in the case, look up nmcourts.gov, my name, Olson David, you can find Judge Jewell in these cases, and you can actually see the motion, and you can see that there is no no disposition to that motion, no
the
order.
Family
There's
court
a motion
cases
in
are public in New Mexico?
Yes, in certain issues, not in all. This was not a sequestered case at that stage. Later in that case, it became sequestered, but at that stage, it was not sequestered.
I thought that was part of why they made a
really
special
odd.
Court for this.
Pardon?
I thought that was why they part of why they made a special court for family court was so that they didn't have the same rules with sort of blabbing your business to everybody.
That is part of it. But at this stage, my emotions were visible. You know, I got to check again and make sure they're still visible. But they were all visible at that stage in this custody case. And so, apparently in New Mexico, they have to designate a case whether it's sequestered or not. They don't automatically sequester everything that's a family matter. But I can double check on that. It'd be good to know.
I guess the answer is that they can do whatever they want because they have the power and we don't. But you did have in your case, like you managed to scald some of these judges pretty badly afterwards, but it didn't seem to do you any good as far as results, right?
No, the bottom line, as in direct results, I haven't gotten my children back, but in indirect results, if you say on this radio, David in New Mexico, every idiot in government that's hearing you in New Mexico right now knows exactly who I am. So,
that is one of the best forms of revenge. If you have access to a live radio show and you can just talk ass about your enemies publicly by name, that is one of the greatest parts. I mean, I'm here for the anarchy, but that is one of the greatest parts.
Well,
right,
funny.
Right. We can do it in reverse, too, since we're being heard on KENN in Farmington, New Mexico. Hey, Rod Montoya, how you doing, man? Long time no talk. Hit me up. He's one of your government people. Hey, Rod.
No shout-outs to Rod or anyone else.
He's an elected official, so we're doing elected or official business here.
I got
trying you. To get some trying to get your government to do something. He's actually one of the good guys. He's not one of the bad guys.
So I think that when it comes to the courts, it can be very difficult for people to navigate that morass. And it looks like over time, David, you've managed to figure out how to, get through it all, considering you have a case now for calling a radio station.
Right. Well, you know what? That actually may be a retaliation. The case against me being brought by the University of New Mexico Police Department through and by Raul Torres, district attorney, and his wife, Nasha Torres, dean of students at the University of New Mexico. No nepotism in New Mexico, by the way. That is probably a retaliation for doing what I'm doing right now, which is exposing stuff. It's probably a retaliation case. At least that's what I'm going to allege in federal court, Raul Torres and Nasha Torres.
Well, don't give up your plan, your plan of attack. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. So I don't know. You know, I mean, check it out. He sources all of his stuff. So there you go. Free Talk Live.
And I got to say, going pro se is very brave.
Yep. Check out the archives at archives.freetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, because that's what we do. And this is the final segment. And The funny story we've got here, I like to wrap up with a funny one if I can. Apparently, it's difficult for laundromats to find change. Like, coins.
You would think if anyone had, like, a real leg up on getting change.
It would be the laundromats, yes. So, here it is from Bloomberg. Quint.com. Every morning, Charles Bocas drives to six Chase banks in the San Diego area in search of quarters. The most he ever drove to was eight, but one branch was closed that day and two others didn't have change. Bocas, the 55-year-old owner of the Coin Hut laundromat, is in a bind. He's running low on quarters because residents of apartment complexes are making change and not using his machines. The whole trip takes about 2 hours, and the total amount of quarters he can get is worth $120 because his banks limit how many coins they give out. So he's been seeking alternative sources. Gray market quarters, as it were.
Alternative source. This seems unnecessarily shady.
You'd think that,
I have been racking my brain to figure out what this is about. I have come up with a few theories that might be true, and I don't know if any of them
are. They don't have to ban cash if they just quit giving it to you.
Well, no, but then you've still got dollars, and we just quit using change because, like,
all at once.
Well, and I mean, prices being what they are, and especially what they're about to be, once this complete economic collapse hits, and the prices actually start adjusting to the massive amounts of money that have been given to both people and especially special corporations, I mean, prices are going to skyrocket. A dollar is going to be like a penny. Maybe not that bad, but it's going to be...
The penny is basically useless. I don't understand why it even exists at this point.
I'm against it.
Yeah.
It was useful. I mean, are they
just got rid of pennies and just rounded to the nearest nickel, be fine, ladies and gentlemen. You'd be fine.
But, I mean, these banks, I mean, are they hoarding our copper, our nickel? My wildest theory so far is that since you can't find zinc anywhere, and zinc is a really effective way of getting viruses to not bond to your cells, maybe that's the problem. We just need to get rid of all the zinc because you might be making homebrew zinc supplements. But this is just weird.
It is strange, and, well, let's go on. Under the couch cushions? Maybe not that far, but close. Our biggest success has been friends and family so far. The banks are just a daily grind that I do, he says. On top of a showdown on foot traffic, laundromat owners such as Bookus are struggling because the coronavirus seems to have stopped up the flow of coins through the economy. People made fewer store trips, and many businesses stayed closed with old change sitting in their tills. Even big retailers have felt the pinch, with many putting out signs at registers, and I've seen them, encouraging customers to use exact change or pay with plastic. Some have called it a national coin shortage, but as of April, the U.S. Treasury estimated that about $47.8 billion worth of coins were in circulation, compared with $47.4 billion last year. So that says more. I don't know.
So we have more coins. They're still out there.
There's
still
a few things around. That, yeah, first off, this guy could solve his problems with tokens, right? Like, people are coming and getting, he's
almost
doing a lot of work.
Almost nobody brings the quarters to the place. They trade their dollars in.
Yeah, I had an issue when I went. I bought when I was in undergrad still. I brought quarters, a roll of quarters with me, and then when I showed up, I couldn't use them. Because they had card readers, and so I had to pay with, like, a roll of quarters to add
money to a card.
I don't know, but I can't imagine it's terribly expensive to change your change acceptor to a token acceptor.
Right, that's what I'm thinking is that, first off, one of his biggest problems is he's running around doing all this work for people who are coming to get change so they can go back to their apartment complexes and wash clothes in their apartments, machines, because their apartment complex isn't offering the service of a change-making machine.
Mm.
Which, because who would do that? If you put a change-making machine in some hidden place, then somebody's going to go in there at 3 o'clock in the morning, pry it off the wall, and have some free money. Not much, but some. And so that's one of his difficulties. He could very easily switch the change maker to a token vending situation and run his machines off of tokens. I say very easily, not very easily. He could do it, and that would solve his daily grind, as he calls it, of running around. Now, that doesn't address the issue of a coin shortage in America, which is interesting to me, and I wonder, where have they gone? Is it just because they're sitting in tills and closed up shops?
Well, they're sitting in banks, and not necessarily branches, but they're sitting in banks.
What do you mean? Well, what's happening here?
I mean, well,
they've been pushing to ban cash for a very long time.
Why did they start with quarters? They would start with $100 bills.
Oh no!
Because
oh heavens no!
That's and you're going to notice
riot.
That would be a lot. That would be a lot less plausible. You can't sit there and say, oh, there's a bunch of $100 bills sitting in the closed Macy's because they haven't opened yet from the lockdown. Nobody would believe that, but they're willing to believe, because they're not thinking about it too hard, that there's a bunch of dimes and quarters sitting in... what is even still closed right now that would be doing that?
Movie theaters?
Where you are.
I mean, if you took away $100 bills, you would make an enemy with very little to lose of everyone who is at the very top of every black market.
Well, that's true.
They need those.
Yes, they do. But I would think that those are the sorts of enemies that they would want to make.
No.
No, that's not how this works.
No, like, for one thing, our government's been in bed with the Italian mafia ever since late World War II, because they were using that as a method of getting rid of the power of Mussolini. Which you do by having a contrary local government, which most people were actually quite used to listening to their local mafia don instead of the federal government in Italy.
Well, I'll take your word on that one, but I mean, so the idea here is the premises is that they're stopping up quarters and change just to make using cash more onerous so people switch.
Well, not so that people switch. I expect them to gradually move up the chain of denominations. If you don't have cash, you can't have a run on the banks. And if you can't have a run on the banks, then you can implement negative interest rates, which Jerome Powell said last month or so that he was looking at doing, which means he's already decided to do it and hasn't decided to announce it yet.
Yeah, if this is about moving cashless, then you will see a shortage of ones happen next.
Which
if this is about the metal, you will not.
Right. I mean, the ones should have been switched to coins long ago, and they should have stopped the option of paper ones. Like, simply stop them. And that would have solved the problem.
Vending machines. Like, there's too many of them that rely on paper ones to get your chips.
Well, I mean, you can have coin ones, and they accept those.
Well, eventually.
Yeah.
And then they discontinued the coins.
Well, they changed the $1 coin too many times. They have too many versions of the $1 coin for absolutely no reason for the machines to be able to effectively.
That's kind of interesting. So the Sacagawea coin was issued by the U.S. Mint. However, the presidential $1 coin was issued by the Federal Reserve.
Really?
So it's different organizations, actually, that were doing it. Not that that functionally matters to the average American, but, you know, this is sort of one of the interesting aspects, is the United States Mint could, if it wanted to get rid of the United States debt, which is by and large held by the Federal Reserve, simply mint, what's the debt now, 26, 27, so 27 trillion dollar coins.
I think that would get you dead.
It may very well get you dead, but it could be done. Whomever minted those coins could.
You would also have to have that much worth. It wouldn't be 27 trillion in metal, because the metal isn't necessarily worth the face value.
Nope.
But you would have to have that amount of metal.
And that's a lot of metal.
No, the U.S. Mint doesn't have metals to back the coins.
No.
Build the coins out of
copper or whatever it is.
Right.
Mostly copper, some nickel is most.
The U.S. Mint has lots of metal. I mean, they could carve it out of tin if they had to, but they certainly have plenty of metal. They're making quarters out of something.
Yeah, copper with a little bit of nickel. Yeah. I think the pennies have some zinc in them.
Yeah, they certainly do. That's it. Check us out at archives.freetalklive.com to get shows going back for, well, more than a decade there. Completely for free, it's archives.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.